19 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. So there you have it, my friends. It was an incredible press conference, and I don't mean incredible in the sense of in a positive way. No, I mean incredible in the sense the stuff that came out of his mouth. So he now says, if you don't pass the federal takeover of elections, which has not, it did not pass the Senate, they couldn't override the filibuster or get rid of the filibuster. It is not going to be law. There is too much opposition to it in the Senate and in the country. Now Biden has said, if Republicans win without these voting reforms, then the election results will be illegitimate. Who's the traitor now? Who's the insurrectionist and seditionist now? Who's the enemy of democracy now? They're already conditioning their supporters and the media. Get the message out. If the Republicans, when the Republicans have their huge red wave, just say it was based on voter fraud and voter suppression. And they may not even recognize the results. 617-266-6868 is the number. Richard in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Richard, and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Cooner.
Hi, Richard.
The press conference was a complete disaster, as you know. Your callers are fantastic and brought up a lot of points. But one thing I wanted to ask you is what your thinking is about the Supreme Court allowing the January Unselect Committee to abscond executive privilege of President Trump and allowing that committee to have access to executive privilege material. Doesn't that set a precedent for getting rid of any and all executive privilege information from Obama and the rest through some sort of committee, congressional committee's requests?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
No, I agree with you. I think it was a disastrous decision. I think it was a disastrous decision. And it's Trump derangement syndrome. What they did was they gave the January 6th committee a license to go fishing. That's what this was. It's a fishing expedition. Find any and all documents, subpoena everything, see anything you can find, because they want to charge him criminally with something, anything, so that he doesn't run in 2024. What the Democrats now fear, even more than losing power in Congress, is Trump coming back to power in 2024 with majorities in both the House and the Senate. Because Trump has said this, I was a political newcomer the first time. And he admits it, he made mistakes because he was a political novice. He was a non-politician. He goes, now I know how the swamp works. I know who all my enemies are. I know where the skeletons are buried, and I'm going to expose the whole damn thing. And so now they have to criminally charge him with something or anything. And the John Roberts and all of that, all of the libs on that Supreme Court, they said, you know what? We can't have Trump come back. No way, Jose. And so they've given the committee now a massive license to go fishing. And they're going to find something. I mean, you can always find something. You know what Beria famously told Stalin? Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. So you can always find something if you're determined to destroy someone. So that's what this is all about. This is now a dagger aimed at the political heart of Donald Trump. Now, you're right. We can turn that against him. We can turn it against Biden. We can turn it against Obama. If they want to get rid of executive privilege, no problem. And then we can expose all of their crimes and all of their connections. And believe me, they're going to make Trump look like a choir boy.
The New York Attorney General, who was elected on the promise of prosecuting Trump on his crimes, her findings have been that Trump did not disclose the value of his properties to the banks, which is totally ridiculous because banks are the ones that make the propositions and worth of properties in the first place. That's their business. And it's not a crime to underestimate your property anyway, because it's a bank's responsibility to do so, adjudicate finances and so forth. So I don't believe they're going to find anything on Trump other than just real breezes in the wind, such as this one that the New York Attorney General found. And this is going to, I think, expose these swamp creatures like Kavanaugh, like Roberts, and the like. And it's going to completely turn against them. Now, to your point about the 25th Amendment, I just real quickly, there is a change of batter happening. It's happening right before our eyes. Biden he's gone. That press conference was evidence of that. And there is no accident that Hillary Clinton was on all the major networks crying, reading her acceptance speech, because she's in the pipeline. That is the new batter, Mr. Cooner.
I think you're dead on. Richard,
thank
phenomenal
you.
Call. Phenomenal call. And thank you very much. Best, what do I say? I know. Jeff, you keep repeating it. I know, but it's true. Best audience in the business. Super quick. It's a witch hunt. What the New York Attorney General is doing is a witch hunt. What the January 6th committee is doing is a witch hunt. What that Supreme Court ruling was to give them more license to even go deeper into their witch hunt. Now, this is the point. Trump did not commit any crimes. It's obvious. Anybody with half a brain can see that. But that's not the point. What they want to do is they want to find something, anything, just to charge him with something. They just want to file criminal charges. Now, why? Because that'll prevent him from running in 2024, or if he is able to run, it'll be a massive dark cloud over his head. Think of the propaganda value. Well, he's charged with a crime. He's been indicted. He's a criminally indicted presidential candidate. You can't vote for someone like him. It's all about destroying him at all costs. More next. .31 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Nancy in Attleboro. Thanks for holding, Nancy, and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Cooner, and glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have just a couple little statements, nothing major. First, did you notice Biden's stance with his hand gestures? And did the audience notice his hand gestures?
Nancy, I did. I thought it was bizarre, I'll be honest with you. Did you notice he began whispering at one point?
Well, no, it's something else. I noticed he didn't have on a wedding ring. Does that mean Jill is in the process of filing divorce papers? That's what I noticed. No ring. Well, on another note, I tuned in late waiting for the 5. And when I put on the 5, he was still on, to my shock. So he has no pizzazz with his monotone voice. And it was really painful. To hear or make any sense of anything he said. But on the other note, on Afghanistan, which I think is one of the most important topics, he mentioned that he got the troops out, quoting, Trump promised that in May. and that he didn't do it. So no, not realizing that the people come out first. And he should say, finish that wall, bring back the pipeline and jobs. But of course, only Trump would do that.
Well, I think
that's all I have to say.
Well, you know, Nancy, look, I think you really, I think, hit the nail on the head. If you want to examine, be fair to Biden, okay, look at his first year in office. He's the anti-Trump. Like, everything Trump stood for. Yeah, he's. I mean, don't get me wrong, but he's worse. Don't get me wrong, but he's worse than that. But everything Trump stood for, he was against. It doesn't matter. The wall, against the wall. Secure border, open up the border. Trump is tough on crime, law and order. Defund the police. Let homicide and crime rates soar. Just run down the whole list. I mean, you mentioned it. You know, the Keystone Pipeline, he's against it. Jobs in the energy sector, he's against it. Energy independence, he makes us energy dependent. So everything that Trump did, every single accomplishment, he had to completely undo. He is the anti-Trump. At his core, that's what his presidency is.
Yeah. And I'd like to know when Pelosi will resign. They keep talking about that.
Well, I think this is it. I think November 2022, she's gone. She's going to be the minority. She's going to have nothing. She's going to be leading a rump party. Politically, her days are numbered. She's also in her early 80s. She's having cognitive issues. She can't finish sentences. Yes. She's got a rebellion brewing in her own party. A lot of people don't like her. They want to overthrow her for someone much younger. So, Nancy, I think this November, you're going to see a real changing of the guard.
Right. And AOC, now, she's not coming of age yet to go for a presidential run, correct?
No.
She's 35 yet.
Yeah, she has to be 35. But I have to tell you, once the left is repudiated, mark my words, a lot of them are going to turn on her because she has become the face and the voice of the party, and she's leading him down the path to catastrophe. So anyway, fingers crossed. Nancy, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. No, just super quick. Really, when you look at Biden's presidency the whole year, it was the exact opposite of everything that Trump stood for, and that he ended up destroying the country. You know, usually you say, look, there are some good points, some good policies. You keep those and you try to build on that. Biden from day one took a wrecking ball, and the damage it did to the country, the damage it did to the United States and to the American people, he couldn't care less. Now, that's the 33-34% approval. That's the one-third that is sticking with him. That is the hard extreme left, because now he's become their guy. And they were the ones. It was MS Left BC. It was CNN, the New York Times. They were beating the drums, saying if the Republicans win in November, their victory is illegitimate. Do not recognize it, even if it leads to a massive constitutional crisis. And there he was yesterday. He's their guy. He's their boy. Joey is their poodle. And that's why they're going to be forced to stick with him to the bitter end. 617-266-6868. So let me throw this other log on the fire. What do you make of Biden's comments saying that if the Republicans win in November, it will not be a legitimate election? It will be an illegitimate victory. The Republicans will be illegitimate and he will not recognize their victory. Is this utterly reckless and irresponsible? And is he now setting us on the road to a massive constitutional clash and a constitutional crisis? Is this a threat to democracy, to use his words? 617-266-6868. or will this blow up in his face as well? Jay on the South Shore, thanks for holding, Jay, and welcome.
Jeffrey.
Jay, how are you?
Boy, it's tough getting through. You're so popular now that you've got a new lease on life. You fought the dragon and you beat the dragon. And I know myself, when my family went through the COVID, and we may have already gone through it again, but first thing you do is you get anxious, then you're afraid. And then when you realize that little monkey ear Tony Fauci basically gave you that virus, you get kind of pissed off. And I can tell that you're coming back with more fire, more strength than ever before, and we really appreciate that. And it's good to have you here. But other than that, what I wanted to say is, wouldn't it be great if Joe did one of these every week?
Oh,
I mean, these guys.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, Jay. Oh.
Can we just do one? And maybe we can call it, you know, the Malarkey Report. Or maybe call it Reflections with Gigi. So let them keep doing it, Jeff. These guys are the Apple Dumpling Gang. It's incredible. What are they, 0-9 now, trying to crush Trump? And it's just going to go 0-10. And what's really sad is this the best these lefties can come up with? I mean, really, these people are pathetic. And I'll just rant on about two other things that I didn't know if you covered already. But one of them is Hakeem Jeffries, probably one of the biggest America haters in Congress or
yes.
wherever he is.
Yes, he let the cat out of the bag. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, he's a horrible dude. And what he says is, hey, we basically are copying the Hugo Chavez playbook. I mean, Cesar Chavez, mumble word salad. Oh, no, what have I done? So what's so great is he let the cat out of the bag, and it's so obvious. And all I can say is, thank God for Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, because just like you hear 100 times, when you're getting hit with a flak, it means you're right over the target. And those two could have saved America, because if they crashed that filibuster, you know they were just going to steamroll everything through, and we would have been screwed.
Oh, I
so
agree.
God
I so
bless
agree.
Those two. And
Jay, God bless you. Jay, quickly, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Jay. Go.
Oh, no, that's okay. One other thing that I found out, what, Joe's going to send out the N95 masks. Do I get a choice between black or white? And I think what we should do is, you know, I like the look of the black, but they just kind of look angry. I think white, I'm going to put a nice smiley face on it with a couple of big rabbit teeth in the front. I think it should be fun. But here's what we should do. When those things show up in the mail, just cross out your name and write on the box, return to sender, bad address.
Jay, great call. And thank you for your kind words, Jay. God bless. 617-266-6868. Hey, Alex, how much time left? Minute and a half? Okay, let's squeeze one more in. What do you want to go to? Let's go to Anthony in Mattapoisett. Thanks for holding, Anthony, and welcome.
Good morning.
Hi,
listen,
Anthony.
I'm going to tell you something about.
Go ahead.
Willing to eat each other, okay, just to get their stuff passed. So I think they're setting us up for this, and this is what's going to happen. I think after 2022 midterms, what's his name? Biden is gone, okay? Kamala Harris takes power. Michelle Obama becomes vice president. 2024, she picks her husband to become the vice president of the United States. She'll run. Okay, and I'm going to tell you right now, the most popular man in the world, okay, is Barack Obama, still by the American people. So I think big, big time here.
That's an interesting theory, Anthony. I mean, I don't. She doesn't want to run. She's being pressured to run. I know Michelle Obama. A lot of people are saying urging her to run. She really doesn't want to run. The other problem they have, Anthony, is she's incredibly dislikable. I mean, you know, when you don't see much of her, you know, I guess you can tolerate her. But when she starts to open her mouth, especially on politics, she's another Kamala Harris. So if they want to throw her, go ahead. I don't care who they put up. They're going down in flames. .948 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. Let me ask you, okay, let's put another log on the fire. Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin have now become, in many ways, public enemy number one for many in the leftist media and for many in the Democratic Party. They're now being vilified as racists, as white supremacists, and as traitors to the Democratic Party for simply defending their constituents and upholding their values and their interests. And so because both of them joined Republicans yesterday in blocking Schumer from trying to nuke the filibuster, get rid of the filibuster, now there is a massive target on their back. I mean, they are being utterly vilified by liberals and the entire corrupt corporate media and by leading top Democrats. I mean, they're calling them now every name in the book. Do you think Manchin and Sinema, especially after the November red wave, do you think that they will defect? And should they defect to the Republican Party? I'm just curious. 617-266-6868 is the number, because I don't know about Sinema, but Manchin, I could easily see switching parties. I don't know what you think. Agree, disagree. Mel in New York. Thanks for holding, Mel, and welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mel.
First, I'd like to start out with there's a Brooks Agnew has a site where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I got a box of ivermectin for $75. It's thirty some odd day supply. You take one a week. But anyway, I think Joe Manchin, well, he comes from West Virginia. It's more conservative than it was then. It's turned more conservative than it has ever been Democrat region of the country. I mean, he's got nothing to lose. His people and his constituents, they want someone who's going to fight for what's right for America. He's a patriot, and so are the people that he represents. Kyrsten Sinema, I think she seems to be comfortable, but you know, they both have an opportunity to switch parties and do what's right for the country, and it's just a natural occurrence with what you have here with Joe Biden. I listened to what's his name who substitutes for what the hell is his name? Anyway, he's a Spanish guy. He calls AOC AOC all out crazy what she is. But anyway, I can't. Your last caller now, as far as maybe three calls back, young lady was on, showing empathy for this criminal in the White House. They have no love for us. If given the chance, they would eliminate us without even blinking an eye. I mean, Joe Biden. I always go back to Vinny the Chin Gigante. This guy, he's playing this cognitive disparity here. I don't think he's gone. I think it's an act where.
Oh, you think it's it's an act, Mel? You think it's just a shtick on his part?
Just to keep his backside out of jail, because you cannot prosecute someone who's not mentally fit. And plus, him being in the office there, you can't get him now anyway. But when he comes out, he's got an excuse. I'm nuts. I can't think. I don't know what day it is. You know, this guy is phony the $3 bill, and if use black folks like myself as tools and props for as far as voting rights. I am going to the poll. I ain't got to show nothing. Just sign my name, and there I go. I don't show a darn thing. And there's tens of millions of black Americans like myself who do, you know, they feel the same, that, you know, the Democrat Party has black or white if you're a patriot and you want to do what's right in life, pay your bills, you know, this, that, and the other, raise a family, they got no use for you.
Amen.
You know, and it, a lot of us, we walked away, and they're hanging, they're on thin ice.
I so agree. Mel, thank you very much for that call. I really appreciate it. No, look, you know, and this was Manchin's point yesterday on the Senate floor. Who's taking away voting rights from minorities? I mean, that was it. He goes, you guys are going on and on about voter suppression. You're acting like you're not one black person, brown person, white person, Asian person is losing the right to vote. What are you people talking about? There's no voter suppression. Even in the states with state ID laws. Okay, present an ID. What's the problem? I mean, they want you to present the vaccine card everywhere. So what's the problem? So if you can show a vaccine card, then you can definitely show us the ordinary ID card. So this idea that somehow we're going back to, I don't know what, Alabama, 1957. I mean, it's absurd. It's insane. It's literally insane. It reeks of desperation. It's pathetic. Because as Schumer himself admitted, if we don't change the laws, we're going to get wiped out in November. And now they realize they're going to get wiped out. They can't change the laws. They can't entrench the Freedom to Cheat Act, the steal. So if they can't steal it now, well, if the Republicans win, it's illegitimate. Now, I'm telling you, this is going to backfire. They think again, oh, we're going to really paint the Republicans in a corner. No, the American people are going to say, so let me get this straight. When you guys steal an election and someone questions it, you're an enemy of democracy. But when the Republicans, riding now 70% opposition to Biden, 70% of the country has turned on Biden, 70%. And they're going to sweep back into power. Suddenly then they're illegitimate and it's not a threat to democracy. I mean, so what, you guys aren't traitors now? Now all of a sudden, no, you can question election results. Now you cannot accept election results and it's all kosher with you Democrats now. Because you're going to get your clocks cleaned. My friends, I'm telling you, the writing is now on the wall. Biden can see it. Schumer can see it. Even many in the media can see it. And they can't believe it because they took it from Trump. They stole it from Trump. They thought they were in the clear. And now they have realized that it's only now emboldened us to be even stronger, more vocal, and more involved. Let Joe Biden have a press conference every week. By the time he's done, he'll have 0%. All right. I don't know where the show went. The callers were phenomenal. I gotta go. Bye-bye.